Welcome to Hideaway Pizza, downtown Bartlesville. You're listening to K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Of course, we're broadcasting online, bartlesvilleradio.com, and on the Bartlesville Radio app. And Bartlesville 1-0 on the football field. Bruins coming off a 21-14 win over Claremore this past Friday. And we've got Jason Breimer from the Dunches family of Ottos here with us, and we'll talk to him in just a moment. First off, Coach, though, 1-0, it's a good start, undefeated so far.
We're going to take it. We're going to take it every time, that's for sure.
Yep, and obviously we'll kind of do a deep dive into the ball game here in just a little bit. Was mostly 21-7 for the most part. Claremore added in a touchdown the final couple of seconds, really. In fact, it was less than a minute remaining. The Zebras tacked on a touchdown to make the final score 21-14. Of course, Bartlesville is going to be at Collinsville this Friday, and we'll talk a little bit about the Cardinals coming up here in just a bit as well. And also, we'll talk to Bartlesville senior safety Cody Winters, who's going to be our player profile this evening. So all that and more coming up on the Coach Blankenship Show. First, though, Jason Breimer with Dunges with us.
Good evening, Jason. Evan. Hey, Coach. How are you doing? Congratulations on the win. Good
game. Thank you. Thank you
yeah.
very much.
1-0, so not too shabby. How's everything at Dunges?
Dunges is clicking along. Thank you. You know, we're real excited to be out here at Hideaway sponsoring the show, and real excited about what the coach and the team is doing this year. And, you know, it's kind of amazing sitting here at Hideaway watching the team put away pizza, and, you know, there's some panicked-looking servers over here.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of hungry boys here.
Those boys better be in here being respectful, I can tell you that.
They seem to be respectful, but very, very hungry.
Very good.
Well, we're excited about participating, and we're real excited about what the Bruins are doing this year. And, you know, Dunges family of Ottos has a long history of being ingrained in high school sports and youth sports here in the community, and we're real excited about what's going on.
What else is going on in Dunges? Obviously, yeah, the sport's a big deal for you all. They've got Bill Dunges Memorial Stadium downtown, Dunges Fort Indians, a Guinness record holder for the longest corporate sponsorship of amateur, I think it's just an amateur sports team, not just baseball.
Any sports team.
Pretty
we
good.
Are the Guinness World Record holder. One of the first things that Bill Dunges, the founder of the family of Ottos, did when he started the organization here in Bartlesville in 1941 was to become a sponsor of the Bartlesville Indians, the American Legion baseball team, and we've been a sponsor ever since.
Very cool. Anything else going on at Dunges, Jason?
Well, you know, we've got to remind you every time that Dunges is the home of the 995 oil change, all makes, all models. We service just about everything, and also keep in mind that all new vehicles from Dunges, whether they're Toyotas, Fords, or Lincolns, come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
And I know that you guys are probably making room for 2019s now. Is that accurate?
It is red tag clearance sale time right now. You know, you hear a lot of dealers talking about getting those 2019s in and the 2018s off the lot. There is validity.
It's a real thing.
We really have trucks coming in with new cars, and our sales staff is eager to get rid of the remaining 2018s.
Jason Breimer, the Dunges family of Ottos. Jason, thanks so much for coming by.
Hey, thanks, Evan. Good luck, Coach.
Jason, great to see you. Thank you again.
There we go, Jason Breimer, as we're talking with Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship here on the Bruin Football Coaches Show. Bartlesville at Claremore coming up on Friday night, or at Collinsville, excuse me, on Friday night. Just beat Claremore this past Friday, 21-14. Coach, we can kind of dive into that ball game a little bit. Just your kind of overall thoughts on your 7-point victory.
Well, proud of our kids for one thing. Overall, for our boys to come out and give us the effort that they did, you know, obviously that's going to be a special one for me for a long time, just to remember being my first game as a Bruin, and you know, were we perfect? No, not even close. And that's what's exciting to our coaching staff, that there's so many little details that we can still fix and get better, but even with the mistakes, we were able to still have a victory, and was very excited about that. Biggest thing of the night I was proud of was our defense. Man, our defense played really, really well. I think they came out on their first possession and broke a big one and scored early. And then our defense was really lights out for the rest of the night.
Yeah, both teams scored in their first offensive drives. Claremore got a 37-yard touchdown pass on a little screen to begin the ball game. Zebras started with the ball after you guys won the toss and deferred. You came down and had like a 14-play, 67-yard drive. DeAndre punched it in from 3 yards out, and I'm sitting there thinking, this is going to be a 42-49 type deal, and we're going to be here for a slugfest, and then through the fourth quarter, the score was still 21-7. So things kind of slowed down scoring-wise a little bit. But, yeah, after that kind of broken play, after Claremore got that 37-yard touchdown pass, guy just broke a couple tackles in the flat out there on the near sideline and then found some open space. But aside from that, boy, the Zebras really didn't get anything going offensively whatsoever after that until that last drive of the ballgame.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And you know, again, our defense played really, really well. I think just right there, that first drive of the season, just getting used. We've been going against each other. We've gone through some scrimmages, and it's, you know, no contact on the quarterbacks and that type of thing. But getting used to and getting in the fire that first full speed, you know, game like atmosphere. After that first drive, our kids really settled down and played. And I've got to say this too, our offense coming out after a score, you know, we've been preaching and preaching and preaching, hey, control the controllables, play the next play, do your 111th. It's about body language, be an encourager. And for our kids to be able to come out after the first series of the season, be down 7-0, and our offense come out and go put together a drive really without flinching and tying that score up was really big for our team and hopefully for our entire season.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us on the Lee Blankenship Show. Airs every single Wednesday night, 6 until 7 o'clock from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Of course, if you're a parent, friend, family member of the Bruins, invited to come on down and join us. We've still got about 45 minutes left in the program, so you can grab a little bit of pizza and listen in to the coach as Bartlesville is coming off a win over Claremore this past Friday, 21-14. You kind of touched on that first offensive drive and how big that was for you guys. I would guess for a lot of different reasons, you've got so many new players, guys that haven't even necessarily played football before at kind of the high school level, and you give up that first touchdown. It's 7-0, obviously no big deal in the grand scheme of things, but all of a sudden you go 3-and-out and maybe you see some doubt creep in or something like that. But boy, the kids did a great job kind of trouncing down the field there. I think that there might have been a fourth down conversion somewhere in that drive, if I remember correctly. And he really did it a lot of different ways. DeAndre Young had a lot of nice runs on the ground. Noah Sunday, I think, had a couple first downs on the ground. He completed a few passes, and then DeAndre kind of finished it off. But you really got all the elements involved there in what turned out to be a really big possession of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And another just particular play on that first drive that I remember was Nick Tessier making a great catch to keep the chains moving. And he's one of those young men that you know, didn't play a year ago and really made a good impact on the game.
Yeah, and he was one that I have in my notes to talk about a little bit later on individually. Bartlesville led that game 21-7 at halftime. Their three scores, we mentioned the 67-yard drive that was capped off by the DeAndre Young 3-yard touchdown run. DeAndre also had a 30-yard touchdown scamper. The possession after Shane Simpson got an interception. And then you had, of course, a big, long 94-yard touchdown pass from Noah Sunday to Tom Beard as well, which I think we'll have a chance to listen to a little bit later on in the program. But just your overall thoughts in that first half, it looked like things were really going according to script when the buzzer sounded at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, that's right. It was good to be able to go into the halftime with a little bit of a lead, you know, and our message was just hammered down. Keep your foot on the pedal. Keep playing hard. You know, we got a little stagnant, like you said, in the third quarter. But our kids kept fighting. There were some little bitty things that we're going to hopefully have fixed for next week, and little busts that we won't have. We put together some decent drives in the third quarter there. I thought we moved the ball well, just never could stick it in the end zone. But you know, I was overall pleased for the first week.
Yeah, and you kind of hit on a couple of things that I was going to mention as well. What was the difference between the first and second half for you? Kind of looking back on it in film and thinking about it as you were there, what stood out to you between the first and second quarters, third and fourth quarters?
One of the big things was our pace early benefited us offensively. We really moved the ball fast. We got up and snapped the ball. we were able to catch our opponents a couple times in just some situations where they had 12 men on the field and get a free 5 yards for that. Later in the game, our pace almost hurt us a little bit. We had several kids that went down with cramps and that type of thing. We've really stressed this week, going into this week, eating habits, sleep habits, drinking water, making sure we're salting our food. We've got to do a great job of this week of obviously our conditioning, but then just the things off the field as well that are going to help us in the third and fourth quarter. That's when we really want to win our games and expect to score a lot of points by wearing our opponents out.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship. Bruins coming off a 7-point win over Claremore last week, 21-14. Mentioned those three scores. Coach kind of hit the nail on the head. Bartlesville had a lot of drives that crossed the 50-yard line. In fact, you guys were inside the red zone a couple of different times as well against Claremore, but weren't able to kind of finish things off against the Zebras. 21-14 win on paper, a little bit deceiving. Kind of felt like that one could have been closer to 35-7 if a few other things had kind of gone your way.
That's exactly what we saw on film and really felt running off the field that night. Obviously, we're always excited about a win for Bartlesville, and that's what we preach to our kids we're playing for our city, for our town. It's not about just us. It's about all of us. It's about our community. So any win for Bartlesville is a win, but looking back, again, that's something that's just exciting to me and that our coaching staff is really fired up about, is that we could have been, a 3-4 touchdown victory right there in that game, the score wasn't close because athletically we were so close. It was because we made some mistakes and hurt ourselves. So if we can fix some little things, man, we have a chance.
One of the things that I thought really stood out to me just from being there on Friday night was the crowd. I think that there's an argument to be made that there were more Carolina and Navy blue in that stadium than there was Claremore Red. Visiting side was completely full, had kind of standing room only, saw a ton of people from around the community there, and that kind of echoes what we've seen at this coach's show when there's been people out to see it, and when you've been out to speak, that there's still quite a bit of buzz around this football team, and people very excited about it, and obviously it's got to continue with the 1-0 start.
Wasn't that awesome Friday night, just to look up and see our band, our crowd, the parents there, people in our community, just the support that has been poured out onto our football team has been overwhelming and really a special thing, man. And they were loud too. The cowbells were going and we had fans standing on their feet and cheering on our team, and that's really important. We talk to our kids about the power of encouraging. When you the prefix EN means to put into, and when you encourage one another, that's putting courage into them. And our community, our crowd, really put courage into our players on Friday night. It helped us.
And the good news is you guys were 1-0, so people still fired up. At Collinsville, about twice as close as Claremore is.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's a lot of cars moving up and down Highway 75 and Highway 20 there on Friday night, because I think there's a good chance that Bartlesville could outnumber the Cardinals fans on Friday night too.
Would love to make Bartlesville the home team on Friday night by the amount of people in the bleachers.
And then you finally get a real home game the week after that. Seems like it's been forever, probably for you, especially since you haven't been able to coach a game in Custer Stadium. Of course, next week we'll get to talk some Del City, but that's a heck of a football team as well.
Absolutely.
As we talk with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship, Bruins coming off a 21-14 win at Claremore on Friday, and they will be at Collinsville this coming Friday. Wanted to talk about some individuals now as we kind of recap that 7-point win over the Zebras. Let's start first with DeAndre Young, who's here at the program this evening. Did a great job. I think he had 78 rushing yards in the first half. Ended up with a really good night, and I thought he was being extremely patient. Really, hit his holes well. He'd find a hole, kind of be patient, and then burst through it and kind of put that big head down and use his big old body to his advantage. And it seemed like he was getting 4 or 5 yards extra at the end of every single run. And you guys actually leaned on him on a couple different drives that ended in scores.
Absolutely. DeAndre had an outstanding night. Anytime a young man can take what should be a no gain and turn it into a 2 to 3 yard gain. That's a special running back, and he did that several times on Friday night. And like you said, he turned some big runs that, you know, at the point of contact and kept driving his feet and turned that into more yardage for himself. So,
and he had a great night kind of statistically when you look back at his career. Of course, he's been fantastic all the time here, but by my count, he had only had 6 career rushing touchdowns going into that ballgame. He had 2 all of last season.
Yeah.
And he goes ahead and matches that total right off the bat against Claremore, and I think it kind of sets a statement from what you can expect from DeAndre going forward, you might see a little bit of a new D this season.
No doubt. Be ready for a lot more to come. He's a guy that definitely is a workhorse for us.
Quarterback situation, you had Noah Sunday in there the whole time. I thought he did a great job in the first half. He still had a couple things, I'm sure, that you guys talked to him about, threw off his back foot a couple times, forced a few, had a couple interceptions, but overall made a bunch of big plays, threw a really nice ball to Tom Beard for a 94-yard touchdown that got you going. You mentioned Nicholas Tessier with a few big catches. There were some big third down conversions that were by no means easy throws or catches that he got to both Nicholas, and I think Shane Simpson had a big third down conversion as well.
He did.
So he made some really tough throws, and I thought played really well on Friday.
Noah made some good reads, did a good job. Listen, we are still in a quarterback battle, and in the game on Friday night, when Noah got going, thought he did some great things. We needed to use the quarterback in our run game a little bit, and Noah does a good job. And just with that experience of sticking his nose in there in between the tackles, made some good runs, got some first downs for us running football as well. He ended the night with over 200 yards passing, and thought he did a really good job. Made some good reads. There's still some little things. You know, we talked about the 2 interceptions that we want to get fixed and some of those details, but in the right situation, you can still expect to see Ben Winters come in at some point this year. We have a lot of confidence in Ben and are excited about him and his future. So look for him to, when he gets his opportunity, to make the most of it as well.
Noah Sunday had 8 rushes, 24 yards. Of course, some of that is always skewed in high school football with those sack numbers. Passing the ball, Noah was 12 of 21, had 2 picks, that 194-yard touchdown pass to Tom Beard, 215 yards. And, of course, that 94 yards goes into that as well. So.
Yeah.
That helped everybody's numbers out a little bit. Let's talk about that play, because that was a heck of a play. You guys were kind of backed up deep. In fact, you just gotten a 5-yard penalty that had moved you from the 11 back inside the 10. And they were really trying to kind of get after it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that you found some pressure over the top, and that was a really good ball. You want to talk about good Noah Sunday. That was a fantastic ball over the top that hit Tom
in
stride, and that's why he was able to score.
When you're backed up like that, that's actually a pretty good time to take a shot. I got to give our coaches, our offensive staff, a lot of credit. They did a great job during the week, or honestly during that Sunday of preparation the week before, of just getting finding that on film, finding a way to get a linebacker matched up against one of our better athletes, Tom Beard. Mr. Potter, great to see you.
Great to see you, Coach.
Kevin Potter just came over and shook my hand.
Yeah.
Very distracting. I was trying my best right there. I'm sorry.
A good job, yeah.
He can do that anytime he wants.
Trust me, yep. I know it again.
our coaching staff did a great job, and our offensive coach, Cody McDaniels, our offensive coordinator, Coach Munoz, did a great job of just seeing on film a way for us to get a great matchup on Friday night, and we just felt like that was the right time to bring it out, and got Tom matched up against a man-to-man against one of their linebackers, and that was a battle that we were confident that Tom could win, and he won it and did a great job, made a play.
Yeah, nothing's easy about that, both with the throw, and it's not like he was wide open. It was a good throw.
Great throw,
and really
great catch,
and
finish.
And then, yeah, and exactly. He has to finish it off, too. He has to outrun a bunch of people who are right on his tail, and he did just that.
No doubt about it. Tom had a great night on both sides of the ball.
Nick Tessier, I know we talked about him a little bit. He was a kid whose name we didn't hear a ton last season, but came out, and he was really kind of the early favorite target of Noah, and had some nice kind of intermediate catches, and of course you move him around in the pocket, talking about Noah Sunday, kind of get him going to one direction or the other with his size, and kind of got Tessier moving toward the sideline a little bit, and I thought he made some really nice grabs.
Listen, Nick is just another one of those kids on our team that does he has such potential to do a great job and make a play. He had some mistakes as well, had a few little things that we can fix and get him there. But that's what's so exciting to us, is that there are guys that are not even close to what they can be, what they're reaching their potential. And Nick really had a great job. Another one of those guys is sitting right over here, right down from me, Mr. Jalen Oliver. Jalen had a couple of good catches and made some good runs after, and these guys are just going to get better and better every week as the season progresses, and I'm excited about that. That's one of the things we talk about all the time, get 10% better this week.
And what ended up being a 7-point ball game, of course, there's a lot of things you can point to. We talked about the opening drive. We just talked about Tom's 94-yard touchdown reception. But one of the biggest plays in the game, I thought, was the Shane Simpson interception.
Yes.
Got you guys going with really good field position. And that was after he was a little bit banged up earlier, came back in the ball game, got a pick. I didn't even know he had returned. I saw him getting stretched out and kind of worked on the sideline. But he came back in the ball game, got that huge pick, and it immediately set up a score for you guys on the 30-yard touchdown run from DeAndre.
We give a helmet sticker award, and we don't give very many of them, but it's just to a young man that shows heroic effort. And the sticker simply says 11. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard did you work, or how hard did you go in that game? And if your answer to that can be 11, then you've earned that helmet sticker. And Shane earned that helmet sticker for his heroic effort. He did twist his ankle a little bit early, got it rolled up on, and for him to be able to come back in and fight through that and play really well, made some big plays. You talked about the catch already that kept the chains moving, I think it was 36-yard reception on the corner route, and then that interception were huge for us, huge plays that night.
And that was a diving catch that he made right near the sideline. And we talked a lot about the offense, but I think mentioning the defense, of course, we talked about at the outset, well, reasons why he thought the defense was so successful, of course, held pretty much the Claremore offense scoreless from that first drive on until the very end. Zebras did kind of get a drive going right before the end of the ball game, scored with less than a minute remaining. But other than the first and last drive, it was a shutout. Why did you think the defense was so successful?
Well, hey, let me ask our guys. Guys, how do we win? That's a big one right there. Is just our defense was flying around the field. They were pursuing the football all night long. We don't want just one Bruin with an angry hat on a ball carrier. We want 8, 9, 10, 11 of those guys, angry hats around the ball all night long. Coach Sport and his defensive staff did a great job, and just do such a great job of mixing up the looks, changing it. It's really, our defense is really simple for our kids. They've done such a great job of installing it, making it really easy for our kids to go and execute, but it looks incredibly complicated to our opponents, and that combination, our kids flying around, getting lined up, and then great effort and flying to the football was a big part of the reason for that.
Our player profile during this evening's program is going to be senior safety Cody Winters, and I thought that he had probably the biggest hit of the game. It was on a second down play, I believe, and he absolutely obliterated somebody, I think, on a screen pass. He came up from that safety spot and absolutely blew someone out of the water, and you saw a lot of that. You saw Tayton Hopkins do that a few times.
Absolutely.
You saw the linebackers really filling the gap well. Hunter Marquez, Elijah Williams both found the backfield a little bit. Looked like to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you were rotating those defensive linemen quite a bit, trying to keep people fresh in the second half. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's exactly right. You played a lot of guys trying to get them reps and just keep them fresh. Simon Jenkins was another young man that had a really good night.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us. Bruins beat Claremore 21-14 this past week. They've got another road matchup against yet another 5A District 4 foe in Collinsville on Friday, and we'll have a preview of that one just a little bit. One other question I wanted to ask you, just personally for you, how was it to step out there wearing your Bartlesville Under Armour pullover and getting to have the kind of powder blue, Carolina blue behind you? What were your feelings as you kind of took the field? And you mentioned at the outset this was one you'll remember for a while.
Yeah, just special, man. The kids have given us their whole hearts and have really just bought in. This community has been so good to my family personally, our coaching staff, our coaches' families, and Bartlesville just, you know, it's home. It has already become home to us. We love this community, love this town, and to be able to go out and represent our community, that we all, that those of us that live here, what we know about it and the pride that it has to go, be able to go out and represent it the right way on Friday night and get a win and just build on that pride that we already have here in this town was special.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship on the Lee Blankenship Show. Once again, we talk with the coach every single Wednesday, 6 until 7 o'clock from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. It airs right here on K1. We'll take our first break of the program. We will come back and we'll have our player profile. Senior safety Cody Winters going to join us. And then, of course, we'll have a preview of Bartlesville at Collinsville, the next ballgame for the 1-0 Bruins coming up later on in the program as well. You're listening to the Lee Blankenship Show on 1400 AM K1 and FM 93.3.
Savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
It's the next step in staying connected with you as your main news and information source. Breaking news, headlines, and severe weather is now as close as your cell phone with K1 Text. You get the latest information on your radio, quick access on your computer, and now on your cell phone with K1 Text, brought to you by Lucas Metalworks. It's easy to sign up. Just go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the link for the sign-up page, and choose your options. Severe weather warnings, amber alerts, sports cores, and more. K1 Text on Bartlesville Radio, a service of this radio station and Lucas Metalworks.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, "Get in my belly." Hashtag, get in my belly. Hashtag, foodie. Hashtag, favorite. Hashtag, pizza night. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
Expect a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 70 for your Wednesday night. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 84, calm wind becoming north around 5 miles per hour in the morning. Thursday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 69. Friday, your football Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 81. Friday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 68. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And that rain chance continues into Saturday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 78. North wind around 5 miles per hour going into Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 63. Sunday is the only day that there will be sun out, partly sunny with a high near 78 on Sunday. This has been a look at your weather. I'm Garrett Giles.
It's time to stop dreaming about the future and get doing. Your healthcare career starts at Tri-County Tech. Earn your CNA, LPN, phlebotomy, medication aid, EMT, paramedic, or medical office certification. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Five wide receivers. Back to pass, heaves it over the middle, and the pass is caught by Tom Beard. Open field, he's on the loose. There he goes. 40, 30, 35, 20, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. That is
89 yards to Tom Beard for a Bartlesville touchdown.
4 yards as we return to the Lee Blankenship Show, downtown Bartlesville. Hideaway Pizza airs 6 until 7 o'clock every single Wednesday here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. That was that long 94-yard touchdown pass from Noah Sunday to Tom Beard that we mentioned earlier. It is time for our player profile segment of the program, and I have senior safety Cody Winters with us. Good evening, Cody. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Thanks for joining us. 1-0. How's it feel? What did you think about the first one?
It's great. It was amazing. We were comfortable out there. The team just, it was really comfortable.
You know, obviously, you're one of the veterans. You've been around on defense for quite a long time. And obviously, a lot of new things this year, new guys out for the team. You've got a new coaching staff. Obviously, new season that started on a Friday with that win over Claremore. And it looks like everything kind of fit together exactly how you would have wanted on Friday. Obviously, there'll be things that you feel like you need to fix every single week, but did it feel like it kind of went according to script for the most part?
Yes. Well, the new players, really. Tayton Hawkins stepped up this year. He's a junior. And then Caden Davis, as a sophomore, they stepped up at safety. And also a big part was Braden Winters in the middle linebacker. They all played a huge part and made us a seed Friday night.
And those are some guys that have played it in the past but hadn't always played as big of a role on defense as you have. And, of course, break us down to your background a little bit. Obviously, you're one of the guys that have played probably the most snaps on the team either side of the football.
Yes, I've started varsity since I was a sophomore. And it's stepping up from freshman ball to playing varsity it's crazy. The atmosphere is just insane.
Talking with Cody Winters, Bartlesville senior safety, our player profile of this evening. Obviously, you've gone through a lot since your sophomore season, a lot of different coaches, different situations. Things have kind of calmed down now with Coach Blankenship being here. What have your thoughts been on kind of the turnover since Coach came in December up until now? How has everything gone to this point?
As a team as a whole, we have trust in each other. The players have trust in each other, and they have trust in the coaches, and it makes the whole team roll in a great way. And we have our faith in the right things. The coaches have really showed us how to believe in the right things and keep our minds straight and don't worry about the bad things that happen.
Defense was kind of the start of the ball game on Friday. Of course, Bartlesville 1-0 beat Claremore 21-14 last week. What do you think made you guys so successful?
We were prepared the whole week before the game. We watched film and broke down Claremore, and we could have a really good idea of what they were going to do before their snap, and it allowed us to disguise stuff and be prepared for them.
Talking with Cody Winters, Bartlesville senior safety, as I mentioned, maybe he's played the most snaps of anyone that's been back for this Bartlesville football team. I don't know that I have that available to me, but it's definitely possible. He's been a starter since his sophomore season. Let's talk a little bit off the field, Cody Winters. What do you like to do when you're not lacing things up?
When I'm not at football, I like to fish. Fish is probably my favorite.
Okay.
Just hunting, a big hunter.
Biggest one you've caught? Best thing you've shot? What do we got? Brag on yourself.
Biggest bass I've caught. It didn't get a weight on it, but we were guessing probably around 9-10 pounds. And then the biggest deer is a 10 point. So
okay. what did you say, Coach? Sorry.
Said my kind of guy right there.
Yeah, there you go. Cody Winters with us.
I told our team the other day that we need to cowboy up, boys. And Cody, I think, was the only one that knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, he's got a camo hat on, and it just kind of fits. I had mentioned to Cody a little bit. Of course, I've seen him play since he was a sophomore, and he's a little bit skinnier in person than I would have imagined. You play a lot bigger than maybe you kind of appear to be when you're just in your street clothes.
Yes, you can pack a punch even if you're little. So.
And you packed a little bit of a punch. You had a really big hit. I think if you remember the thing that I was talking about with Coach earlier in the program, you had a really big hit on a second down play coming out of a timeout, if I remember correctly. You kind of laid the wood a little bit. Is that accurate? Do you remember that play?
Yes, they tried to run a bubble.
Yeah. Were you at corner?
Yes, I was at corner. Yeah. I was at corner all game except for 5 snaps at safety. But, yeah, we were in cover 2, and they ran a corner. They ran a bubble. And tried to
got him pretty good.
Listen, he did a great job of disguising what coverage we were in, and that's the reason I asked Cody. Cody didn't lead us in tackles on defense, but he led us in leadership. We've asked him to move and just try to put him in situations where we think the ball's going, so he can be a big impact on that. And he learned that corner position really quickly, and we're able to get him over there and where we kind of thought they were going to be, you know, trying to attack. And he did a great job of shutting it down.
A few other things off the field. Favorite TV shows.
I don't.
You get the Netflix?
Probably not.
You ever dial that up?
TV show, but when Forge and Fire comes on.
Forge and Fire?
Forge and Fire.
What is
probably.
That?
The blacksmith show, where they have the blacksmithing competitions.
Oh, okay. Is that like a History Channel thing?
I think it's on the History Channel.
It probably is. Sounds, my kind of guy.
Yeah, something. That's exactly right. I can see why Coach picked Cody. Favorite movie?
Gosh, I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. I don't really have a favorite movie.
Favorite food?
Chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried, that was quick. What's your favorite chicken fried steak in town?
In town? I don't know about in town, but out of town, Lambert's.
Oh, yeah,
Lambert's
there we go.
In Missouri is has the best.
You catch those throat rolls out there?
Yes.
Collinsville on Friday. Cody, what are you looking forward to most about facing the Cardinals?
I'm ready to see us work as a whole team and get another W.
Do you feel pretty confident after your kind of half week of preparation at this point?
Yes, we've progressed this week. We had some kinks to work out after Friday night, and I feel like we will, and we have.
Cody Winters, our player profile this evening. Cody, great game on Friday as Bartlesville beat Claremore. Looking forward to seeing the rest of your senior campaign, starting with Collinsville on Friday. Cody, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Player profile, Bartlesville senior safety, Cody Winters, with us on the Lee Blankenship Show. We'll take our final break of the program. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the Collinsville Cardinals as Bartlesville travels down for week number 2 on Friday night. You're listening to the Coach Blankenship Show on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Ball is in the air, and it's time for Bartlesville High Bruin Football on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Every Bartlesville football game airs on K1 thanks to Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Sterling's Grill, Jane Phillips Medical Center, United Linen and Uniform, KOTB, the news on set, Bartlesville, ear, nose, and throat, and allergies, and Wassmiller Insurance.
Shotgun snap to Sunday. They hand it off to Young up the middle. Dives his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Bartlesville. DeAndre Young. A 3-yard touchdown run. Bartlesville strikes
Bruin
right
football
back.
On K1 comes to you thanks to the Dungis family of autos, American Heritage Bank, Dink's Pit Barbecue, ConocoPhillips, Hideaway Pizza, and Phillips 66. The 1-0 Bruins will try to keep it going at Collinsville on Friday. Kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:30 here on K1.
It's the next step in staying connected with you as your main news and information source. Breaking news, headlines, and severe weather is now as close as your cell phone with K1 Text. You get the latest information on your radio, quick access on your computer, and now on your cell phone with K1 Text, brought to you by Lucas Metalworks. It's easy to sign up. Just go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the link for the sign-up page, and choose your options. Severe weather warnings, amber alerts, sports scores, and more. K1 Text on Bartlesville Radio, the service of this radio station and Lucas Metalworks.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
Expect a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 70 for your Wednesday night. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 84, calm wind becoming north around 5 miles per hour in the morning. Thursday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 69. Friday, your football Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 81. Friday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 68. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And that rain chance continues into Saturday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 78. North wind around 5 miles per hour going into Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 63. Sunday is the only day that there will be sun out, partly sunny with a high near 78 on Sunday. This has been a look at your weather. I'm Garrett Giles.
It's a red tag sale at Dungis Toyota with model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Success is influenced by the choices you make today. Wishful thinking won't get you there, but taking charge of your future will. Last year, our average adult graduate earned over $18 per hour. Make the choice to enroll at Tri-County Tech, where successful futures are built by driven students and instructors who challenge them to be the best they can be. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
Off up the middle, DeAndre Young, big hole, 20, 15, 10, 5, DeAndre Young for a Bartlesville touchdown, 30 yards, the Bruins now lead it 20-7, 2:23 to play, second quarter, extra point.
Welcome back to Hideaway Pizza, Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us on the Lee Blankenship Show. That was the 30-yard touchdown run from DeAndre Young and Bartlesville's 21-14 win over Claremore. Bruins 1-0, taking on a fellow 1-0 team, the Collinsville Cardinals. In fact, Collinsville, a district foe of that Claremore team. For the most part, the Cardinals picked a slot or two ahead of Claremore in those 5A District 4 kind of previews. I don't know if that really means anything or not, but Collinsville is 1-0, and I don't really like to dissect score comparisons, Coach, but I think a little bit surprising of a result on Friday night when the Cardinals beat Ulaga by a final score of 49-0. That's a 4A powerhouse that has really gone underneath a lot of changes. I know that they've lost their head coach who left for Siloam Springs, Arkansas. But still, that was a little bit of an eye-opener for a Collinsville team that missed out on the playoffs for the first time since 2010 last year.
Listen, Collinsville is a different team this year than they were a year ago. They were very young last year, and Collinsville's a good football team. Some people are actually picking them now, even after last week's win, to be a competitor for to be in the title game. Collinsville, you can tell that they've got a lot of experience. And I talked to their head football coach earlier in the week, and he just talked about how many kids, young kids, they played a year ago that have really grown up. And I wanted to make sure and compliment them and talk about how good we thought they were, because we do. Their linebacking crew is phenomenal. They trigger when they read run. Those guys are downhill. They had some big physical hits against Ulaga last week. I'm talking some highlight hits. So our kids need to be ready to buckle up their chin straps and put their mouthpieces in and play football.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of a step up as the Bruins take on Collinsville Friday night. Of course, a couple broadcast notes for you. 6:30 pregame once again, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. As always, you can listen to it online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and on the Bartlesville Radio app. Usually we'll try to kind of tweet out what frequency we'll be broadcasting on inside Sally Stadium down there. I'll let you know that press box is a long way from the visitor's stand, so we'll see if I can carry that little FM transmitter all the way to the other side, but we will tweet that out before the ball game so you can bring your Walkman down there to Collinsville and listen to Jay Stumpf and I as we have the play-by-play. Mentioned the fact that the Cardinals are 1-0. They're coming off a 5-5 season. They had a lot of injuries last year. Yes. Maybe the only reason why they hadn't made the playoffs. Kevin Jones, their head coach, is in his ninth season, 57-35. They haven't won a state championship in 5A, coach, but certainly a program, especially over the last decade, that has had just a ton of success.
They have definitely had a lot of success and have had some really good football teams come through there over the last several years.
They return 8 of 11 starters on offense, 7 of 11 starters on defense, so 15 total. And I've actually had the pleasure of covering a few Collinsville games. We did a few of their playoff games, and I had a chance to go down and call some of their playoff games when Seth Boomer was still their quarterback. Of course, he was involved in the quarterback competition at Tulsa this preseason, and his brother Grayson is a senior there. Touch on him in just a moment, but it looks like a little bit kind of revamped of an offense from what I've ran, what I've read. Collinsville really running the football. They've got kind of a three-headed monster at running back. This is a team that put up 325 yards rushing on Sand Springs in a scrimmage, so not even a full ball game. That was on 19 carries, so it sounds like we might see a lot of those running backs for the Cardinals on Friday.
They are going to run the football downhill, do a really good job. They're solid up front. Their offensive line does a great job. Usually when you see those high rushing totals, there's a reason other than just a good running back. There's some guys up front that can move some bodies, and they definitely have that. We're going to have to fight up front. Our defense is going to have to be disciplined. They like to run power. They like to run the counter play, and we're going to have to do what we do, but be physical and match their physicality and be disciplined.
Yeah, and you talked about the offensive line. Obviously, it's done a great job. That was actually where their three guys were missing. They had three senior offensive linemen a year ago that graduated, but everyone else is back. Main three guys that rushed the football for them, names you'll hear Friday, Jake Tuttle as kind of their featured back, Malcolm Tillman, Braden Bird, backups. Tuttle had three touchdowns last week in that 49-0 win over Ulaga. What have you seen from him?
Stud. I mean, they physically dominated their opponents last week. And Ulaga is, like you said, they are a traditional powerhouse in 4A. And you could tell that they were just outmatched man for man across the board. Tuttle is a very physical runner. We have a ton of respect for him. And he's a tough-nosed kid. He can break one at any time.
Mentioned the fact that they beat Ulaga 49-0. That snapped a three-game losing streak that the Cardinals had to Ulaga, which I think kind of tells you a little bit about what we were talking about, that was a little bit surprising. Maybe not in result, because you knew that Ulaga had kind of changed forces over there with their new head coach, and they had lost some seniors. But I think the score, 49-0, I think really kind of raised some eyebrows, like you had mentioned earlier.
Collinsville was really meshing, really clicking, and you could just see it on film.
I mentioned all three of the starters that Collinsville lost on offense were the offensive line. They returned two of their five guys there. Main guy that catches the ball for them, his name is Walker Roberts. Now, a name that you'll probably remember if you're a high school football fan for Collinsville is Grayson Boomer. He's an Oklahoma State signee going to play for the Pokes, likely at that Cowboy back over the next season. He's one of the top five recruits in the state. He did not play last week. I know that he had missed last season a lot with injuries, was kind of in and out quite a bit. And he's a guy that is going to make a lot of headlines. A name certainly I recognize, and football fans around the state recognize.
One of the best tight ends in the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, he had picked Oklahoma State over OU, Notre Dame, Michigan, and some others. So it kind of just tells you some of the talent they have down there south on Highway 75.
Not like you said, he wasn't on film. We're not sure if he's going to play against us on Friday night or not. If any of our loyal listeners in Collinsville want to call into the show and give us that scouting report, we'd love to know about it.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship here on the Berlin Football Coaches Show. Bartlesville at Collinsville on Friday night. 7 o'clock kickoff, a broadcast we'll have right here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Talked about Grayson Broomer. I had mentioned that his brother Seth involved in the quarterback battle at Tulsa, and still kind of, again, speaks to the success that they've had the last several years down there in Collinsville under head coach Kevin Jones. 11th season overall, 9th as a head coach. Obviously, the defense looked pretty good for them. As you pitch a shutout, no matter who you're playing, especially, I would assume, with some backups and at the tail end of that ball game. What'd you see out of the Collinsville defense?
Aggressive. They are very aggressive. We've talked about and just shown a lot of film how well their linebackers trigger. Man, when they read run, especially those inside guys, sometimes it's hard to tell if they're blitzing or if they're just reading it that fast and getting downhill. And the more we've watched, the more we think, man, those guys are just reading it and triggering really, really quickly. So we'll have to have a good game plan. DeAndre, Lake, and Cloudus need to be ready to put their head down and try to fight for those extra yards. It's going to be a much more physical night. I think I've said that 8 or 10 times already, but sure. that's the truth.
And then obviously don't want you to give away too much, but just overall keys and thoughts, things that you think need to go right for you to have some success on Friday.
Well, it's always one of the areas that doesn't get talked about as much, and I don't think we've mentioned it tonight, but is just as important as our special teams. We've got to make a play special teams-wise. There's a young man sitting across from me, Caleb Perry, who came out and returned punts for us last Friday night and really did a great job. Man, I didn't even know he had that much wiggle. Made some guys miss and really got some great return yards, and that kind of gave us a spark throughout the game when we needed a big special teams play. So we need the same from him and even more from the rest of our guys. Dylan McCoy, we call him Money McCoy. Matter of fact, today I renamed our PAT team Money Team after him. He was 3 for 3 on his extra points and did a great job. And I really considered there we were in a situation where it would have been just about a 40-yard field goal attempt, and I chickened out and decided to go for it instead. And I asked Dylan after the game. I asked him, would you have made it? And he looked me right in the eye and said, yes, sir. He said, I was ready to run out. So that gives me a lot of confidence, but we've got to have great special teams play on Friday.
And then you had Tayton Hopkins come out and kick the ball out of the end zone a few times, and you even had one of those little pooch punts that I think Noah kind of nestled down there inside the 20 as well. That was pretty nice.
Absolutely. We'll do that from time to time. If we're near midfield and it's a fourth and short, we might keep our offense on and see what look we get, and then just go ahead and quick kick it down with our quarterback. A lot of times they'll we'll force our opponent to not be able to put a return man back, and Noah kicked it right down there and we made a great special teams play. Tayton kicked the ball really well in the kickoffs.
And we can talk more about Collinsville and kind of wrap it up in a second. There was one note that I did want to ask you about that I had a couple parents ask about. On the sidelines, and of course, first year head coach, first game, so some things look a little bit different. You've got some big old TVs on the sidelines set up,
yep,
which is a little bit different than what we've seen before. And I saw some people asking, are they going to be streaming Netflix down there or something? Yeah, it's a big old, 60-inch TVs. What are those TVs for on the sideline?
So what we do is we use a system called Huddle Sideline. And what Huddle Sideline does is it lets us take the clip as soon as it's played. Within 6 seconds, it's uploaded to those televisions on the sideline. There's an end zone copy, and then there's a press box copy. So when our kids run off the field, that whole series is right there on the television. So our coordinators in the box, Coach Sport, Coach McDaniel, might be going, hey, Coach, clip 49, we need to show the defense this. This is a motion that we haven't seen, or here's a look we haven't seen. Offensively, here's we missed this block, or we need to make sure we pick this blitz up so we can take the kids over and show them, when the offense runs off the field and the defense is on, the offense will be sitting there, and any corrections we need to make, it lets us make corrections immediately instead of having to wait until halftime.
And how nice is that? How big of an asset is that for you?
Awesome. It's huge for us. Ours actually, our end zone camera, actually, a lot of people don't know that. Last week it shut off in about the middle of the second quarter, and you almost feel, blind without it after you're used to using it. We had the same setup. We used the same thing at my former school, and I know that Coach Sport used it at Jinx. So it's big for us. We didn't have it in the second half, and honestly, that could be a little bit of a reason why we got a little stagnant there in the third quarter, but at least offensively. But that's huge to be able to go and make corrections in real time right there on the sideline.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Bruins going to be at Collinsville on Friday. Of course, Bartlesville 1-0. As I mentioned, they beat Claremore 21-14 this past Friday. 6:30 pregame on Friday night. And, Coach, I know we touched on this earlier, but, again, just, you know, talk to the fans a little bit if they're listening. It's a short drive down there, about as short as it's going to get. I can't think of another team that's about our size that's any closer than Collinsville. So that's a short drive and maybe a little bit rainy, so might want to bring a poncho or umbrella with you. But weather's, as far as the temperature goes, going to be nice for some football on Friday.
Yeah, we're praying the good Lord hold off that rain. I think we'll be okay playing either way. Our teams are pretty evenly matched. We both throw it a little bit. We both run it a little bit. So I'd rather stay dry on the sideline. But would love to encourage all of our community to come and support our kids and cheer for Bartlesville. Again, something we tell our kids all the time, it's not about us. It's about Bartlesville. It's about our city. So come out and support us on Friday night and support our town, and hopefully we'll be able to make you proud.
Bruins at Collinsville, 7 o'clock kickoff Friday here on K1. Coach Blankenship, appreciate it. Best of luck. Travel safe.
Evan, thank you again. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much. Coach Blankenship, thanks to Cody Winters, Jason Breimer, Kevin Potter, who also made an appearance. Max Gross is helping me, and Trey Stump back in the studio. We'll send it back to regular programming. This has been the Lee Blankenship Show from Hideaway Pizza on K1.